This is The Briefing, a podcast presented by Musio Goodman Law Firm.
Under the new system that came into place April 1, 2019, it's a mixed result for the injured parties. So when I say mixed result, there's two things at play here. The first is that, yes, it is more accessible because what happens now is the treatment provider is supposed to bill ICBC directly. Also, the injured person automatically gets certain entitlement to counseling, to physiotherapy, to massage therapy and the likes of that. So there is some potential benefit to the whole process. But the downside is that ICBC put in what are called prescribed rates. And what that means is they've set the standard of how much a treatment provider can charge. Now, if you can't find a treatment provider that will charge those rates, and there's a lot of them that won't, then what happens is the injured party is unable to receive anything what's called a user fee or anything above the prescribed rate. So basically the injured party has to eat the cost, the extra cost of that. And also the injured party has to find somebody that will actually participate in the prescribed rate situation. So that's the first part. And then the second part is, unfortunately, with the way it works, is although ICBC is supposed to be very generous on treatment, they're unfortunately not doing that very, very much. And there's many, many instances in my practice, and we have many files at this office, where ICBC is playing hardball and not providing what seems to be obvious and necessary treatment. So they are still using that against people, because of course ICBC in their mind, if they support all this treatment, they're supporting the injuries, which supports a larger claim, so they don't like to do that.